One of the pleasures of this job is bringing you stories about how one person can change the world. So here's one. Rana Dajani is a molecular biologist from Jordan. She earned her PhD here in the States. She's also a mother. She has four kids. And while the family was living here, they had a nightly ritual where Rana would read out loud to the children. And then the family moved back to Jordan.
So, of course, I carried on reading to my children and buying them books, but we realized that there's a problem in Jordan and in the Arab world that children and even adults don't read. And when I say reading, I don't mean reading for education, because everybody in Jordan goes to school, the literacy rate is very high, everybody goes to university, so it's not that kind of reading. And not religious reading, because everybody reads their Quran or their Bible. What I mean by reading is reading for pleasure, the reading that opens your imagination, that develops your character, that makes you see, understand other people's perspectives, makes you listen, makes you go beyond time and space to learn about other people's experiences, and actually to know that there's another way. I don't have to be limited within the confinement of my community. So, being a scientist, I looked around to find out why don't children read. And I found out that the reason they don't read is not for lack of books, as many people think. Actually, it's lack of being read to, lack of the experience. So I knew the solution. The solution is to read aloud to these children. And knowledge is responsibility, and I felt that I have to do something. And Prophet Muhammad said, everyone is a guardian. So I was a guardian. I had to do something. And actually, I felt if I didn't do this, nobody else is going to do it. So it's like the fate of all these children were on my shoulders. So with the help of my family, we thought we're going to start read aloud sessions in our own neighborhood. I wanted a public place. And in Jordan, every neighborhood has a mosque. So we thought we could use the mosque. It's a great place. It's got a carpet, a bathroom. It's open to the public. And the children can come on their own accord while they're playing in the street. So it's a great place. And it's in every neighborhood. So the model could be copied. So I went to my neighborhood mosque, and I contacted the officials there, and they were very welcoming because they know me, they know my husband, they know my children, because it's part of the community. And we use the Friday prayers to announce that we're going to have a read aloud, so it's a perfect model for communication. The first time, we got 25 children, and the ages of the children were from 4 to 10. Boys and girls, because above 10 they have a different type of book and it's more difficult to plant the love of reading, and younger than 4 you would have to involve the parents, and forget about the parents, you'd have to convince them. That's very difficult. Plus, we wanted to plant in the children the feeling of ownership and independence, that they want to come because they are enjoying it themselves. The children came the first time because their parents dragged them. As any parent, they hear of an activity, they take their children. And the children didn't want to come to the mosque at all. But then I wear a funny hat and I have my puppets. I read 2 to 3 books. And the stories relate to the children's everyday life, so they can see themselves in the book. Then the children line up and they take the books home so they can relive the experience in their own homes. And that's the key for planting the love of reading, is to take the book home and use it. The children had a great time, and next time they were waking up dragging their parents that we wanted to go to the mosque to listen to the stories. So we empowered the children, and we succeeded. And I measure success because these children, when they line up, they know the names of authors, they recommend books to each other, and actually it doesn't cost anything because I paid the first batch of books, but then the mosque was so happy about what was going on, that the children were reading, they were off the streets, they started giving me money to buy books. So it's a very sustainable model. And actually, we calculated it costs less than $50 to make a child read forever. So we're looking for partners, and hopefully we will able to fulfill our dream to have a library in every neighborhood in Jordan, in the Arab world, in the whole world, wherever children do not read, to encourage them to read for pleasure.
Rana Dajani is a molecular biologist. She's also the founder and director of We Love Reading. Her program has reached more than 10,000 children in 330 libraries in Jordan. It's now spread across the Middle East, from Lebanon and Egypt to Turkey and Saudi Arabia and many other countries.